Three utilities are asking state regulators for rate increases, and consumer advocates are worried about how it could affect customers. It's Monday, May 15th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Danielle Kading tells us about efforts to monitor algae blooms on the St. Louis River. And we've got the details of a Winnebago County judge who allegedly threatened to retaliate against an attorney who supported his opponent. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
Three utilities are asking state regulators for rate increases. As Joe Schultz reports, the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is reviewing requests from Alliant Energy, Xcel Energy, and Madison Gas and Electric.
Alliant and Madison Gas and Electric proposed rate increases next year and in 2025. Xcel only proposed rate hikes in 2024. The utilities cite costs of renewable energy projects as one factor for the proposed rate increases. But Tom Content with the watchdog group Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin is worried utilities may be prioritizing profits.
Bills can be 30 to 40% cheaper for Wisconsinites who live in the cities where the city owns their municipal utility versus the residents who have companies traded on Wall Street as their utility.
Utilities say in the long run, renewable projects will help stem future rate increases. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Citizens Utility Board and Alliant Energy are sponsors of Wisconsin Public Radio. Partners working to clean up a polluted hotspot on Lake Superior are now looking to monitor emerging threats from harmful algal blooms. Danielle Kading reports.
The St. Louis River that flows into Lake Superior was one of 43 sites designated as a polluted hotspot on the Great Lakes. Now partners working to clean up the site will collect more than 300 water samples to track emerging threats like harmful algal blooms. Hannah Ramage is leading the project for the Lake Superior National Estuarine Research Reserve.
So those physical samples that we're collecting, putting in bottles and bringing back are being analyzed for nutrients. And we're also looking at the phytoplankton communities.
Phytoplankton cause most harmful algal blooms that can make people and animals sick. Researchers say one of the main goals is to understand why blooms have been forming in the harbor and along the south shore of Lake Superior. The project will run this year and next. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A regional survey of agricultural bankers found Wisconsin farmland values have seen 2 years of consecutive increases. Hope Kerwin has more on what's driving the higher prices.
The Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago's survey found that the value of farmland in Wisconsin was 15% higher in the first quarter of this year compared to 2022. Heather Schlesser is an agriculture educator for the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Division of Extension. She says land sales started to pick up in 2020 when more farmers decided to sell and cash from federal pandemic programs helped other producers to buy. That momentum has continued, but Schlesser says it's now driven by large farms competing for a limited amount of land.
They're willing to pay that higher price in order to ensure that they get it, because there's not as much of it out there on the market anymore.
She says it's a boon for farmers exiting the industry, but it's a difficult market for small producers looking to get started or expand. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Winnebago County Judge Scott Wolt is facing allegations that he threatened to retaliate against an attorney who supported his opponent in the April election. A complaint filed with the Wisconsin Judicial Commission says Wolt confronted attorney Matthew Golden at an Oshkosh taproom last month. The judge allegedly said Golden would face, quote, consequences for displaying a campaign sign for his opponent. In the complaint, Golden says he felt that Wolt threatened him and his clients. Golden also alleges Wolt told him to write a check for $28,000 to pay for the contested campaign. Margot Kirchner is with the Wisconsin Justice Initiative.
If these allegations are true, the public's confidence in the integrity of the judicial system may be compromised.
Golden and Wolt did not respond to interview requests. Wolt was suspended for judicial misconduct in 2021. And finally, two new measures signed into law last week take aim at reckless driving in the city of Milwaukee. Evan Casey has more on how leaders believe they'll deter the behavior.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson signed a bill Friday that says police can tow a vehicle owned by a driver who has an unpaid reckless driving citation. Governor Tony Evers also signed a bill this week that increases the fine amounts for reckless driving statewide. During a press conference, Mayor Johnson said the goal of the city's new bill isn't to just impound cars.
The goal is to have compliance. The goal is to have people to follow the law, be respectful behind the wheel, and make sure that they are paying attention so they don't endanger themselves, anyone else, or endanger the greater public safety.
The Milwaukee Police Department handed out nearly 500 reckless driving citations last year. That's a 32% increase from the year before. The department didn't have numbers from this year available when requested by a reporter. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. You can catch us wherever you get your podcasts every single weekday morning. And of course, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a rating and review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.